Was that a request, too?
That was not part of the motion that passed.
No.
Okay. You're not willing to...
When is the Rappahannock...
The Rappahannock closes the end of this month, the end of January.
At the pleasure of the commission?
Question for Mr. Weston.
All right, Doc, Mr. Bowden.
You might as well stay right up there, Jim. I'm going to worry you to death. We know the particulars of the James River. Can you give us some... I understand why he suggested the James, not the Rappahannock. Is there a reason that you want to keep the Rappahannock season closing at the same time?
No spat set in the Rappahannock, no recruitment. We've got recruitment sufficient enough to carry us forward in the James. And most of the comments I've heard from the watermen were that they thought it was done.
Basically, they're in the same situation that Tangier and Pocomoke's in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they
have been longer. I mean, there was an article in the paper where they're just getting one or two oysters per lick in some areas. So.
All right, I'm going to have to end it. That's the decision of the commission. I'm sorry. Be the best we could. All right. Item 7, Tracy.
Okay.
All right, how's the new man? How's your new boss?
Great job.
How's he?
Did you announce?
I didn't. I have to wait for the league. I told them that I'm available to do other work to get the transition. I'll tell you on that Friday.
Okay.
Anyways, no, I'm very
That's good. I'm not going to be here in February. All right. Okay. But I will be here in March. Hope.
Yeah, I might not be here in February. Check.
Tracy, we'll continue whenever I get rid of the commissioner.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Bill. Tracy, item 7, Tanner's Landing.
Yes, sir. Tanner's Landing Associates, LLC, request authorization to install a 363 linear foot by 8-foot wide open pile community pier with 10 slips, 6 uncovered lifts and associated finger piers, and to dredge 825 cubic yards of state-owned submerged lands to reach minus 5 within a 130-foot by 210-foot basin to serve a 27-unit condominium complex adjacent to the Granby Street Bridge and the Lafayette River in Norfolk. The agent is protesting the assessment of a royalty in this case. Kathy, I'd like to go right to the slides, please. Thank you. This project was presented to the commission last month as a page 2 item. Staff was recommending approval at that time. We continue to recommend approval of this project. In accordance with the revised rent and royalty schedule, which became effective December 1st, 2005, staff recommended that royalties be collected for the dredging and for the encroachment. Mr. Tom Langley, agent for the applicant, spoke during the comment period for page 2 items last month and objected to the assessment of the royalty. As a result, the commission tabled this item, requesting that staff bring it back this month for further consideration. I'll go ahead and run you through the project real quick just so that you're familiar with what we're talking about. The project is located here. This is the Lafayette River. Here, if you're familiar with Norfolk at all, this is Colonial Place. Again, this is a 2002 aerial. Again, just to orient you to the project, this is the parcel that we're talking about here, the Granby Street Bridge, and a staff aerial, which I just took last week. You can see the project is well underway with drive-in pilings and associated work with the construction of the condominiums. The pier is supposed to be in approximately this alignment. This is a ground shot just to give you a feel for the characterization of the bridge, and again, there's a 25-foot right-of-way off of this bridge, and the proposed project is adjacent to that right-of-way. So plan view drawing, some cross-sections, the dredge proposal. royalty calculations is the issue that we're here to discuss. The application for this project was submitted in March of 2005. However, staff was unable to bring it forward to the commission for your consideration until the Department of Health had certified that the project was in compliance with their regulations for sanitary regulations for marinas and other boat moorings. That's Section 28.2-1205, Subsection C of the Code of Virginia that says that staff cannot bring these items forward until Health Department approval has been secured. There's no outstanding issues with this project. Comments from Virginia Institute of Marine Science did outline some potential impacts typically associated with these types of structures, but there were no issues that would cause staff to have any concern over the overall project. No other protest letters were received. The DEQ stated that a Virginia Water Protection Permit would not be required. The Army Corps of Engineers has also already issued their permit for this project. Staff again recommends approval of the project as proposed with several routine conditions. These are things that we recommend routinely for dredging projects, a pre-dredge conference, that the applicant be required to submit a post-dredge bathymetric survey within 30 days of the completion of the dredging, so that's in order that staff can assess compliance. In accordance with the Commission's rent and royalty schedule, the numbers I'm about to read to you and the numbers in my presentation are a little different than the staff evaluation that you received earlier this month. The reason for that is we sat down with Mr. Langley recently and agreed to modify our royalty calculations slightly. So I'm going to read to you the new numbers so that they're in the record. Those are the ones that should be in your packet, but they won't be the same numbers as the ones that you got in the mail earlier. We recommend an annual royalty of $1,494.83 be assessed for the encroachment of the piers. That's at a rate of $1.50 per square foot, and I believe, as Mr. Grabs explained earlier today, that's because this is a private community pier. This is not a public marina, which is why it's $1.50 instead of $1. In addition, a one-time royalty of $371.25 at a rate of 45 cents a cubic yard, and that's for the dredging. Since the royalty calculation is of essence of Mr. Langley's objections, I'd like to go through how staff calculated that so that you're aware of where these numbers came from and how we got to where we are. This is the proposed project, as we just discussed. First, staff evaluated the cubic yards of dredging, which is, and this number is not in dispute. Mr. Langley concurs with the royalty assessment for the dredging. The pier itself, the square footage, again at $1.50 per square foot. Since you'll see that these four piers, there's essentially four sections of mooring along here. In accordance with the rent and royalty schedule, the royalty is assessed with a bold outline, but we didn't feel it was appropriate to make a large box around the whole thing. So we did four individual boxes. You see each one is a little smaller than the one before to come up with the total royalty for each individual box. And then this would be the total of the royalty that was calculated. This is a summary. You'll see there's a total royalty here of $14,948.25. But again, according to the rent and royalty schedule, when a royalty is over $5,000, staff can recommend an annual royalty, which is what we did in this case. Again, I go through the math here. And then the annual royalty was calculated at a tenth of the total encroachment royalty. We did not annualize the amount for dredging. This is only the part for the encroachment. So this is a summary of what staff would be expecting would be assessed. Again, the annual royalty plus the amount for the dredging would be $1,866.08, which would be the royalty we would be expecting before we would issue the permit. And one final aerial, again, just to orient you to the project. And that's all. If you have any questions for me.
Thank you. Any questions for Tracy? Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, sir.
Tom, you want to address the... All right, Mr. Langley. You solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, save your God.
I do.
Thank you. State your name and position.
My name's Tom Langley, Langley and McDonald, and I'm representing the applicant in this case. As Ms. West suggested, my issue here is the royalty calculations, and I'm going to go through a brief presentation, if I will, that will end up asking you to rescind the royalty decision that you made in November that was effective December the 1st, and I'd like to show you why, if I might. First of all, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that the permit, we want to certainly get approved today. That's first and foremost. But beyond that, a few other things. Secondary goal is the new royalty program. First of all, there was a public notice sent out of the change in the royalty program. That was noticed in five newspapers. The Virginian Pilot, which happens to be my home newspaper, was advertised on Saturday. I don't know how many people look at the legal ads on a regular basis. I look at them every Sunday morning. I don't look at them every day of the week. I didn't see this. There was only one comment received, from what I understand, based upon the five public notices, which I would contend means that you did not reach your target audience.
Mr. Lanick, I interrupt you. The law doesn't, no use dwelling on that, because the law doesn't state what day we have to advertise. And I understand your concern, but we legally advertise in the five newspapers at a day of our choice.
Yes, sir.
The newspaper might have done it on their own. I don't dispute that, but let's pass on to something else.
Okay. The relative increase, I understand that the per square foot increase was escalated by the CPI from the previous number to the current number, which seems normal as a normal approach. However, the area over which it was applied was redefined. Before, it was just the shadow of the structure. Now it is the bold outline, as Ms. West suggested. It is the water area in addition to the piers. And what I need to show you why this is such a significant increase. This is a marina over Cape Charles called Bay Creek Marina, which was permitted and approved a few years ago. That's in a large view of it because I wasn't sure how easily everybody would be able to see this. The old definition, the shadow of the area, we had 110,000 square feet. Current dollar per square foot would be $110,000 royalty under the current rules. Under the former rate of $0.30 per square foot would have been a $33,000 royalty. So just by the CPI increase, we're talking a factor of three increase. However, when you add the area redefinition, that's the area that the royalty of a dollar per square foot is applied over. And when I met, as Ms. West said earlier, with Ms. West and Mr. Grab drew that line for me. So I'm comfortable with that line. The area went up to 636,000 square feet. Royalty went up to a like dollar amount. And so the factor of increase went to a factor of 19 instead of just 6. That's a difference. That's a significant difference. And you can see the two compare it. The area of the shadow in the first one and the area of the bold outline in the one on the right. Want to make sure that the commission is aware of that significant change. I might also add, if this was a private marina, if it was a country club, for example, then instead of a dollar per square foot, it goes to $1.50 per square foot, and the increase would have been a factor of 29 over the former rate. Mr. Schick, if your marina was approved today, your royalty would be $350,000. based upon your layout permit that I saw advertised last year?
If I were a private marina.
If you were a public marina, dollar per square foot, $348,600 would be the royalty that would be assessed if it was approved today.
Cool. But since we do, we're exempt, and so are most marinas of that size.
They're exempt from the royalty? If
there are changes in
the if this marina were permitted today, there would not be a royalty of this amount?
It depends on...
Mr. Schick's correct in that when the General Assembly a year ago enacted the law, they provided four different exceptions. The marina, to the extent that it is a brokerage or sells boat, I forget the exact, you know, wording, Carl could pull it out, but sells boats or involved in boat repairs, you know, would be exempt from the royalties other than those which are prescribed for dredging.
Okay, so I would imagine some of your marina that is not associated with boat repairs would be assessed the royalties based upon that definition. Moving along, timing is everything. The decision to apply the new royalties based upon December the 1st, the switch was turned on December the 1st, didn't make any difference if you've been trying to get on this agenda for months in advance of that. If you weren't able to get on the agenda, then as of December 1st, if you were approved after that, the royalty was assessed. I personally don't think that's appropriate. I've got clients that have been waiting to get on this agenda. You got a busy agenda. I was expecting to be out here long before today, quite frankly. I'm missing my 2:30 meeting, as it turns out. But there are limitations on how many permits you can hear. In my opinion, the royalty should have been assessed for those permits that were actually received by VMRC, submitted and received by VMRC after December 1st, so that those that were working through the system already would be subject to the old system. I also have an industrial client in Norfolk who has been trying to get on the agenda, and because he wasn't able to get on it, his royalty is probably going to be a little bit over $500,000. Timing is everything. Neighboring states, there's a comment in your legislation about there's a needs to be a study to determine how Virginia compares to neighboring states. I did a telephone interview of the other states. Maryland does not charge. North Carolina charges $1,000 per acre, which amounts to a little bit over 2 cents per square foot. South Carolina doesn't charge. Georgia charges fair market value. I didn't get into how they define fair market value. As I said at the very start, my recommendation would be that the royalty program, as redefined, be rescinded until a study can be completed to properly apply it. Council, I don't know if you're aware of when state bottom is transferred from state ownership to private ownership, usually to clean up titles. I believe it's $1 per square foot. Last time I was involved in one back in 1999 for the Blue Water Yacht Sales in Hampton, it was $1 per square foot of the land transferred from state ownership to private ownership. This morning you approved the Cove Point condominium, $3 per square foot to fill over state bottom. They'd be much better advised to get the General Assembly to transfer it at $1 per square foot instead of pay $3 per square foot royalty to fill. There's a discontinuity there. That's the point I'm trying to make. At the very least, if the royalty program would not be rescinded, I would ask that it be changed to apply to permits that are received after December 1st, not those that are already working through the system. And lastly, I do want this permit approved today, regardless. So I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Langley. Mr. Grab, can you respond to that? You and I discussed this shortly in this.
I think mostly what Mr. Langley's objections to are the implementation of the regulation and adoption by the commission. As to the procedures of adoption, the public advertisement, public hearings, HMAC, you know, my position would be that the regulation was lawfully and duly adopted by the commission. We picked an effective date of December 1st. The royalty is an assessment at the time of permit issuance. It's not a permit application fee. I would agree if someone applied, as our current application is, a $2,500, you know, permit application fee and the law were to change, that they would be not grandfathered but given some credence to the fact that the application fee was different at the time that they had applied. They were vested. I don't think there's any vestment in a decision that the commission had not made prior to December 1st. It's, in trying to come up with an analogy, I guess it's the commission has a coloring size in crab pots, and you opt through the regulatory process to change the cull size. I don't think it makes any difference when you got your permit to, you know, put crab pots out. I think it's at the time that the regulation takes effect.
Thank you.
And that's the figures that we had used, and, you know, Mr. Schick, as a member of the committee, you know, might have some comments regarding the use of the bold outline, but I think the only thing that the commission wanted to schedule a public hearing to re-evaluate, you know, the regulations, like a fisheries regulation, you could do it, you could set it for public hearing, but I think basically a lot of his comments are, at this point, beyond the effective date of the regulation.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
For Mr. Grab, the when we changed the royalty rate, did we also change that method of figuring the outline?
Yes, but I think if you...
And the commission approved that.
The commission approved that.
That change.
And the value that the commission... Mr. Langley's correct. We took the basic CPI urban and applied it to the rate from when it was last changed or last initiated, the same manner that we did for the fisheries regulations. When the commission opted for the range, however, in HMAC, in deference to the fact that we were going with a bold outline, the commission opted, or HMAC recommended and the commission adopted, a lower figure because it was a bold outline as opposed to a higher figure in the range. And I think that's because of that.
But that was all explained to the commission at the time, and the commission acted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to throw the question. Let's get back to Tanner's Land Associates. Is this discussion of the commission and the matters before the commission? No, well, hold on a minute. Does anybody object to this? Has any other comments on Taylor's, on Tanner's Landing Associates, LLC? Any objections or comments? Hearing none, is before the commission. Don't everybody jump at one time.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Garrison, I recommend we accept staff's recommendation to authorize the approve the permit and with the rents and royalties as calculated by staff.
Second.
All right, second. Mr. Schick, any more comments? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Thank you, Tracy. You going to be with us all day, Tracy?
Yes, sir.
I guess some of them old tall boys over to hip you some.
No rest for the weary, sir.
Water's Edge Home Association. Number 8.
I have somebody keep my class today, so I just called to find out.
They're not out there with a rope or anything, are they?
I didn't go out.
I think I'd like to go right to the slide.
I stayed in the other room.
Water's Edge Home Association requests authorization to construct a 200-foot-long by 6-foot-wide open-pile community pier adjacent to their property, situated along the southwest branch of Back River in Hanson. The project is protested by 2 nearby Oyster Ground leaseholders. The project is located in this location. This is Langley Air Force Base across the water. The condominium association is located here. It's the King Street Bridge. King Street entrance to Langley Air Force Base is right here. There was a community pier there, which was constructed on top of pilings remaining from an abandoned railroad crossing that previously existed at the condominium complex. According to several conversations I've had with association representatives, it appears that the pier was constructed sometime in the late 1980s or early 1990s. That pier was destroyed during Hurricane Isabel. However, Neither staff nor the association have been able to find any evidence of local, state, or federal regulatory authorities properly authorizing a community pier at this location.